The Cold Bay airstrip, often used as a backup when airports in Anchorage or Fairbanks are shut down, finally has a place where passengers can stay warm. The new Cold Bay Airport Terminal is open. Tony Gorman of member station KSDP in Sandpoint reports.
The $5.1 million facility has waiting rooms on the first floor that will hold a capacity of 120 people. There's also space for freight storage and handling. The Aleutians Eastboro will lease office space on the newly renovated second floor. The National Weather Service was the first to secure a spot by signing its lease last month. They began moving into their new home this week. Jim Smith is in charge of the National Weather Service office in Cold Bay. He says he hopes to have everything up and running by the end of this week.
We're looking forward to, again, providing our support for Cold Bay and vicinity, and I think we'll just be able to do a real good job out of that new building. It's going to be real nice to be warm and dry and have reliable stuff around you.
The agency's old facilities were damaged by a storm last December. Since then, the National Weather Service and the Federal Aviation Administration have been splitting time between their old FAA building and an office in one of the airport's old hangars. Negotiations on a lease are in the works to bring the FAA to the 11,400-square-foot facility. Penn Air is the only service offered in Cold Bay. Borough Administrator Robert Juttner says he hopes the new building will attract larger carriers like Alaska Airlines. He says the borough has been trying to lure the Seattle-based carrier to the region's largest airport for the past 3 years.
There isn't any public facility there. There's the old Reeve Terminal and the small Penn Air Terminal. And basically we were told, if you don't build something, we'll never come. That's not a promise that they're going to come, even though we built something, but that, you know, if we don't build it, we won't come.
Construction was completed last month. A new apron is the final piece of the puzzle. Juttner says the FAA's runway visibility zone restrictions prevented the borough from building the facility on its existing aprons.
We're waiting for the state to catch up and build us an apron and to incorporate our terminal building right into the airport.
The building will also serve as a terminal for those using the hovercraft service to and from King Cove. It will definitely help in emergency situations. There is space available to open a potential gift shop, restaurant, or snack bar just in case passengers have an extended stay in Cold Bay. I'm Tony Gorman.